Welcome back to Mattress Advisory. Today, we're going to be taking a deep dive into the Helix Sunset Lux Mattress Return Policy. Thinking about trying out this plush dreamboat. Well, we've got all the info you need to make a confident decision.
Absolutely.
Completely risk-free.
Yeah.
And hey, before we get started, be sure to check the show notes for a special discount link on the Helix Sunset Lux.
Right.
It's a steal.
Yeah.
Especially once you know how smooth their return process is.
Oh, for sure. For sure. That's right. Helix really prioritizes making the experience as easy as possible. They offer a 100-night trial.
Right.
Which is already generous.
Yeah.
But there's a crucial detail. A mandatory 30-night break-in period.
So you can't just sleep on it for a week and send it back if you're not in love.
Exactly. There's a sleep science reason behind this.
Okay.
Mattresses feel different fresh out of the box. Think of it like breaking in a new pair of shoes.
Yeah.
It takes time for the materials to settle and for your body to adjust to a new sleep surface. Those first few nights might not be the most accurate representation of how the mattress will ultimately feel.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So give it a good month, let your body adapt,
right,
and then you still have 70 nights to decide if it's a keeper.
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
Now, after those 30 days, if you decide it's not for you, Helix makes the return process a breeze.
Okay.
Simply fill out their online form.
Uh-huh.
Pick the return reason that fits your situation. Have your order number ready.
Right.
And you're good to go.
No jumping through hoops or hidden fees.
Nope. Helix keeps it straightforward.
That's great.
But of course, they do have a few reasonable conditions.
Okay.
The mattress needs to be in decent shape for return.
Right.
No major stains, rips, or damage.
Gotcha.
This is where a good waterproof mattress protector comes in handy.
Yeah.
Especially if you have pets.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you're a midnight snacker.
Good point.
Yeah.
And I've heard stories about some pretty interesting things happening to mattresses.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Let's just say a mattress protector is a small price to pay for peace of mind.
For sure.
And it's worth noting.
Yeah.
Helix handles the pickup for you completely free right from your home.
That's super convenient. But what if I live in a 5-story walk-up with tiny winding staircases?
Oh, yeah.
Do I need to hire a crane? Well, no need for a crane.
Okay.
But it is a good idea to consider any potential access issues. You want to make sure there's a clear path for the pickup team. Let them know in advance if there are any tight spaces or obstacles they might encounter.
So no need to break my back moving furniture single-handedly?
Hopefully not.
Okay.
Helix aims for a seamless pickup experience. But it's always good to be prepared.
Yeah.
Now, once you've initiated the return and the pickup is scheduled.
Have you ever wondered what happens to that mattress?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people assume it just ends up in a landfill.
I'll admit that's where my mind goes, too.
Right.
But I'm hoping you're going to tell me that's not the case.
You're in luck.
Oh, good.
Helix is actually really conscious about the environmental impact of returns.
That's great.
Their goal is to donate or recycle mattresses whenever possible.
Really? That's awesome to hear.
It is.
Yeah.
Of course, donation options vary depending on location and the condition of the mattress.
Right.
So sometimes landfill disposal is unavoidable.
Okay.
But it's great to see a company prioritizing sustainability.
Totally. Now, what if you decide the Sunset Lux isn't the right fit?
Yeah.
But you're interested in trying a different Helix model?
Okay.
Say the Midnight Lux caught your eye instead. What are your options there?
Well,
yeah.
You can choose to return your current mattress for a full refund.
Okay.
And then order a new one separately.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You can actually order the new mattress first and then return the old one once it arrives.
Oh, no awkward period of sleeping on the floor while you wait for your new mattress.
Exactly.
That's good.
However, keep in mind that Helix does have a limit of 2 returns per household.
Right.
So you want to make those choices count.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So we've covered the basics.
Okay.
The 100-night trial, the 30-night break-in period,
right,
initiating the return,
yep,
pickup logistics, and even the fate of the mattress afterwards.
Right. It seems pretty simple and hassle-free.
Yeah.
But I'm curious about something else.
Okay.
We've focused on the practical side, but returning a mattress can be kind of personal.
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
You're hitting on something really interesting here.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Well, think about it.
Yeah.
We're talking about something that directly impacts our sleep,
right,
our comfort, our overall well-being. A mattress is such a personal choice.
Yeah.
Almost an extension of ourselves in a way.
I can see that.
returning one can feel a bit like admitting defeat.
Oh. Well,
like we failed to find that perfect match.
That's such a great point. We put so much pressure on ourselves to make the right choice.
Right.
And when it doesn't work out,
yeah,
it can be surprisingly emotional.
Absolutely.
Petit.
But here's the thing. There's no need for guilt or shame in returning a mattress.
Yeah, that's true.
It doesn't mean you're picky or indecisive.
Right.
You're simply prioritizing your sleep and your comfort.
Absolutely.
Which is incredibly important.
I love that reframing.
Yeah.
So if you're feeling any hesitation about returning a mattress,
mm-hmm.
remember, it's okay to prioritize your needs and move on to something that better suits you.
Exactly. You deserve to wake up feeling rested and rejuvenated.
Yeah.
And sometimes that means trying a few different options until you find the perfect fit.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, by returning a mattress that wasn't right for you,
yeah.
you might even be helping someone else find their sleep haven through a donation program.
No, that's a positive spin. And speaking of finding the perfect fit,
right.
some listeners might be confused about that mandatory 30-night break-in period.
Oh.
They might think, why can't I return it right away if I know it's not going to work for me?
That's understandable.
Yeah.
But it all comes down to giving your body time to adjust.
No.
It's not just about comfort. Mm. It's about spinal alignment.
Right.
Pressure relief.
Yeah.
Temperature regulation.
Mm-hmm.
All these factors play into how your body responds to a new sleep surface.
So those first few nights of tossing and turning don't necessarily mean the mattress is a last cause.
Not at all.
Oh, good.
It's like starting a new exercise routine.
Oh.
Those first few workouts can be tough, but if you stick with it,
right?
Your body adapts
yeah.
and you start to see the benefits.
Okay, I'm starting to get the picture.
It's the same with a new mattress.
Okay.
Give it a chance. Let your body settle in, and you might be surprised at how your perception changes over those 30 nights.
So for our listeners, considering the Helix Sunset Lux.
Yeah.
What's the key takeaway here?
Don't jump to conclusions on night one.
Right.
Give the mattress time.
Okay.
Pay attention to how your body feels over those 30 nights.
Yeah.
And remember,
yeah.
you have a full 100 nights to make a decision.
And if you're still on the fence after that 30-day mark?
Helix has a fantastic support team that can offer guidance.
Oh, wow.
They might suggest a mattress topper,
oh.
adjusting your sleeping position,
okay.
or optimizing your sleep environment.
Right.
It's like having a sleep coach in your corner.
Wow, that's
helping you make the most of your trial period.
That's reassuring.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about what happens when the pickup team arrives to collect your mattress.
Okay.
What can listeners expect on that day?
Well, Helix partners with third-party logistics companies to handle the removals.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean the service is any less professional. These pickup teams are experienced in handling mattresses and follow specific protocols.
Okay, so what are some things listeners can do to prepare for the pickup?
Communication is key.
Okay.
Once a pickup is scheduled,
mm-hmm.
pay close attention to the confirmation details and instructions.
Right.
They might contain specific requests or guidelines.
Right.
And make sure to clear a path from your bedroom to the building exit.
Right.
Move any furniture boxes or items that could get in the way.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want them wrestling a king-size mattress through a narrow hallway.
Think of it as creating a mattress runway.
Exactly.
Right.
And don't forget to remove all your bedding,
Robin.
Sheets, pillows, mattress protectors.
Gotcha.
Before the team arrives.
Right.
This makes their job easier and prevents any accidental damage or soiling of your belongings.
Great tips. Now, what if there's a snag in the pickup process?
Hmm.
What if the team arrives and encounters an unexpected obstacle?
Well, their priority is always safety.
Okay.
If they determine the removal is unsafe. Maybe there's a tight staircase or a structural limitation.
Right.
They'll inform you and work with you to find an alternative solution.
So there's a backup plan in place.
Definitely.
Okay.
They might reschedule the pickup once the obstacle is addressed,
mm-hmm.
or they might suggest contacting Helix customer support for further assistance.
Okay.
The main thing is they're committed to working with you to find a solution.
That's great to hear. Okay, so we've covered the logistics,
mm-hmm.
but let's zoom out and look at the environmental impact.
Right.
What happens to all those returned mattresses?
This is where Helix really shines.
Dick.
They're serious about sustainability,
mm-hmm.
and landfill disposal is a last resort.
Right.
Their primary goal is to find ways to reuse or recycle those mattresses.
I'm so relieved to hear that.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Well, they've established partnerships with organizations focused on mattress recycling and donation.
Mm-hmm.
It varies by location.
Right.
But they always try to extend the life cycle of these mattresses. Some are donated to local charities or shelters that accept gently used mattresses.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
A mattress that didn't work out for one person could end up making a real difference for someone in need.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if a mattress isn't suitable for donation because of wear and tear,
right,
they explore recycling options.
Okay.
They work with facilities that break down the mattresses into component materials.
Oh, wow.
Steel springs, foam padding, fabric coverings, so they can be reused or repurposed.
So instead of ending up in a landfill,
right,
these mattresses might have a second life as carpet underlay.
Mm-hmm.
Furniture cushions, yeah, or even upholstery.
You got it.
Wow.
It's a fantastic example of circular economy principles in action.
Yeah.
Reducing waste and conserving resources.
It's great to see a company putting so much effort into responsible practices.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it aligns with what a lot of consumers are looking for, yeah, companies that share their values and prioritize sustainability.
Speaking of responsible practices.
Yeah.
Let's circle back to that 2 returns per household limit.
Okay.
I imagine some listeners might be wondering why that exists.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
It's all about finding a balance between giving customers flexibility and ensuring operational efficiency.
Oh.
They want you to find the perfect mattress.
Right.
But unlimited returns would create logistical nightmares and strain resources.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Each return involves processing pickup transportation,
right,
and evaluation of the mattress to determine its next step.
Exactly. Yeah. By limiting returns, they encourage thoughtful decision making,
right,
while also making sure the system is sustainable in the long run.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Okay, before we wrap things up,
mm-hmm,
I just have to ask,
okay,
have you ever come across someone trying to game the system,
mm-hmm,
and return way more than 2 mattresses?
Oh, yeah, there are always stories.
Right.
Not specifically with Helix,
okay,
but I remember a customer who would order mattresses, use them for a few months,
wow,
and then return them right before the trial period ended.
Wow. Talk about a mattress commitment phobe.
Right.
Bah.
They claimed they were unhappy with each mattress,
uh-huh,
but it became pretty clear they were just exploiting the system for free mattress rentals.
So what happened?
Yeah.
Did they get away with it?
Not for long.
Oh.
Companies have ways of tracking these things.
Right.
They flagged the customer's account.
Right.
And politely explained that future returns wouldn't be accepted.
Good. There need to be safeguards in place to prevent abuse of a system that's designed to be helpful and customer friendly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's all about protecting the integrity of the trial period for those genuinely searching for their ideal sleep solution.
Well said.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we've covered just about everything there is to know about returning a Helix Sunset Lux mattress.
Mm.
We've gone through the trial period,
mm-hmm,
the return process,
right,
the pickup logistics,
uh-huh,
the sustainability aspects,
yep,
and even the emotional side of things.
It's been a thorough exploration.
Yeah.
I've really taken a deep dive into the world of mattress returns.
And before we go,
yeah,
don't forget to check out that special discount link in our show notes for the Helix Sunset Lux.
It's a fantastic deal, especially now that you know all the ins and outs of their return policy.
Exactly. All right, to wrap up this episode, let's leave our listeners with one final thought.
Okay.
Something to keep in mind as they embark on their mattress quests.
Right.
We've talked a lot about the practicalities,
mm-hmm,
the logistics of finding and even returning a mattress.
Yeah.
But there's another dimension to this whole experience.
Absolutely. It's, yeah, a journey that goes beyond just firmness and support.
Right.
It's about finding a sanctuary.
Yeah.
A space where you can truly unwind and recharge.
Exactly. Our mattresses are where we dream, okay, where we recover,
right,
where we spend a significant portion of our lives.
Yeah.
They're deeply connected to our well-being, mm-hmm, our relationships, even our sense of self.
It's fascinating how something as seemingly simple as a mattress,
right,
can have such a profound impact on our lives.
It really is. So for our listeners out there searching for their perfect sleep haven,
yeah,
I encourage you to approach this process with both your head and your heart.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Consider the practical factors, absolutely, but
right,
also tune into your intuition,
yeah,
your gut feeling,
okay,
what feels right,
yeah,
what brings you a sense of peace and comfort.
Right.
Don't be afraid to trust those instincts.
And if you're feeling hesitant about returning a mattress,
yeah,
remember it's not a sign of failure.
Absolutely.
It's a sign that you're prioritizing your sleep and well-being.
couldn't agree more. You deserve to wake up feeling refreshed and ready to take on the day.
Absolutely.
And if the Helix Sunset Lux sparks your interest,
yeah,
remember to check out that special discount in our show notes.
Yes.
It could be the start of your dream sleep journey.
Sweet dreams, everyone.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us on Mattress Advisory.
Course.
We'll be back soon with more sleep tips.
Sounds good.
Insights in mattress adventures.
Yeah.
Until then, sleep well.
Yeah.
All right. So to wrap up this episode,
yeah,
let's leave our listeners with one final thought.
Okay.
You know, something to keep in mind as they embark on their mattress quests.
Right.
We've talked a lot about the practicalities, you know, the logistics of finding and even returning a mattress.
Yeah.
But there's another dimension to this whole experience.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a journey that goes beyond just firmness and support.
Right.
You know, it's about finding a sanctuary.
Yeah.
A space where you can truly unwind and recharge.
Exactly. Our mattresses are where we dream, where we recover.
Right.
Where we spend, you know, a significant portion of our lives.
Yeah.
And they're deeply connected to our well-being, our relationships.
Right.
Even our sense of self.
It's fascinating how something as seemingly simple as a mattress can have such a profound impact on our lives.
It really is. So for our listeners out there, you know, searching for their perfect sleep haven,
yeah,
I encourage you to approach this process with both your head and your heart.
I love that.
Yeah.
Consider the practical factors, absolutely.
Right.
But also tune into your intuition, your gut feeling.
Right.
What feels right, what brings you a sense of peace and comfort.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to trust those instincts.
And if you're feeling hesitant about returning a mattress, remember, it's not a sign of failure.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a sign that you're prioritizing your sleep and well-being.
Exactly.
You know, you deserve to wake up feeling refreshed and ready to take on the day.
Absolutely. Oh. And if the Helix Sunset Lux sparks your interest,
yeah,
remember to check out that special discount in our show notes.
Absolutely. It can be the start of your dream sleep journey.
Sweet dreams, everyone.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us on Mattress Advisory.
Of course.
We'll be back soon with more sleep tips, insights, and mattress adventures.
Saw it.
Until then, sleep well.